Greetings, friends. This is John Haspel, and I am the Dharma teacher at Cross River Meditation Center in Frenchtown, New Jersey. The podcast will begin in just a moment. Please visit crossrivermeditation.com for additional podcasts, Dharma articles, and a calendar of our weekly classes and monthly and yearly retreats. We rely on donations from our listeners to provide these talks. If you find this talk helpful in developing your understanding of the Buddha Dharma, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. Thank you, and enjoy the talk.
Everything that the Buddha taught for 45 years, they say the Buddha gave over 84,000 discourses, which is a lot. And in that time frame, in that terminology, 84,000 can mean infinite. So the Buddha talked a lot about explaining what he wanted people to understand. And he also said towards the end of that 45 years, all of those teachings, that he teaches the arising of suffering, the arising of dukkha, and the cessation of suffering, the cessation of dukkha, and nothing else. So he spent a lot of time explaining how this suffering arises and also how we can rid ourselves of that suffering. And it's also important to point out that the Buddha didn't say that everything in life, all of life's experiences are suffering. But because of the nature of impermanence and the nature of our own minds, to want to cling to things, to want to hold on to things, to not want things that give us pleasure to change, and to want to keep things out that cause us pain, that's how suffering arises. And he gave a very clear path how to move through those mental fetters, is what he called, and to bring peace and present moment mindfulness to ourselves, to our minds. So it's also said that you could take all the Buddha's teachings and boil them down to that one word of mindfulness. The Buddha taught mindfulness, but not mindfulness in the way that most people look at it, of simple, plain awareness. You know, being aware that we're thinking, and just letting thoughts go. That's not really what the Buddha meant. Mindfulness means to be able to hold in mind. And since the Buddha was talking about a program to put aside spiritual ignorance, what he was really most concerned about, and what we're most concerned about in Buddhist practice, is to hold in mind the way out of suffering, and that's the Eightfold Path. And in the Satipatthana Sutra, which is a sutra that is called the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, it's a very simple sutra, and most of the Buddhist sutras are pretty small. You know, they're 5, 6, 8, 10 paragraphs. And the commentaries on most of the sutras go on to pages and pages and pages. And a lot of the commentaries make it more complicated than it need to be. So what the Buddha was talking about in the Satipatthana Sutra, which is a foundation for a lot of meditation practices, the four foundations of mindfulness begin with the body. And it begins with being mindful of the breath in the body. And that's what we do in our meditation practice. Shamatha, quieting the mind, uses that technique of being mindful of the breath in the body. And that's the first foundation of mindfulness. And then the Buddha talks about a few other ways to relate that to our practice. If we're walking, to be mindful, to hold in our minds that this is what we're doing, we're walking, and not be thinking about something else, you know, what's coming up tomorrow or what happened yesterday. If we're walking, to walk. And if we're feeling something in our body, that's the next foundation of mindfulness. As feelings arise, to be mindful of them, to hold in our minds what I'm feeling, not in any judgmental way, to just be aware of what we're feeling. What is that physical or emotional state within our body? Again, we're bringing our minds into the present moment, and we're not trying to distract ourselves, which is what most of us do with our lives. We don't want to face anything, especially things that are upsetting to us. So using the breath in the body, that's the first foundation of mindfulness. We're aware of what's going on. We're aware of what we're feeling. Then the third foundation of mindfulness is simply being holding in mind how our minds are operating right now. In other words, are we tense in our thinking? Is our thinking patterns constricted? Or are we spacious? And just to be aware of it. And as we progress in meditation, we recognize different mind states. You know, most of us are only in that state of thought following a thought following a thought following a thought, which is a pretty tense state. And it's not very lucid, it's not very spacious. And as we progress in meditation practice, our minds quiet down, and there's more spaciousness, there's more space between thoughts. To be aware of that, that's the third foundation of mindfulness. The fourth foundation of mindfulness is to hold in mind, to be mindful of our practice and what's holding us back from practice, and that's called the five hindrances. And I won't talk much about that, but I think I will next week. But the five hindrances are just natural occurrences that happen in a conditioned mind that block us from putting aside all those things that cause us suffering, that block us from achieving that awakened state, that free state, that liberated state that the Buddha talked about. And then the other factor of that fourth foundational aspect of mindfulness is to be mindful of the Four Noble Truths. And that means to hold in mind that teaching, the basic teaching that the Buddha gave us, that life is suffering, there's a cause of suffering, and that's clinging or craving or desire or aversion, that cessation of suffering is possible, and that the path to cessation of suffering is the Eightfold Path. To be mindful of that. When these are new concepts, it sounds very, very complicated, but the more that we settle in and practice, the more aware we become of that. And awareness is not mindfulness, but it leads to mindfulness. So we bring into our awareness first through practice, through studying a little bit about what is the Eightfold Path, what did the Buddha mean about that, reading the article that I put up, and engaging in an effective meditation practice, a practice that quiets the mind, that shamatha. And the other aspect of the Buddha's teaching, that mindfulness practice, is vipassana, or gaining insight into what's going on in our minds. And that's the that's what the Buddha was talking about in the Satipatthana Sutra, gaining insight into what's going on with us right now, what's going on in our minds, using the breath to bring ourselves into the present moment in our bodies, to be aware of our feelings and not just let them come and go and react to them, to be mindful of our mind state. Am I calm? Am I lucid? Am I spacious? Am I tense? And then to be aware of the Four Noble Truths. And that's what the Buddha meant about mindfulness. Mindfulness has taken on a lot of other connotations today, and all of them are mostly good. It's a good idea to be mindful of anything that we're doing. But in Buddhist practice, the most important aspect of mindfulness is being mindful of those four foundational teachings, being mindful of the Four Noble Truths. It doesn't do us much good as far as putting aside spiritual ignorance, to be mindful of fixing the lawnmower, or be mindful, be distracted. We can be distracted and be mindful. We could be mindful of what's coming up tomorrow, or be mindful of what happened yesterday. That's a form of mindfulness. What's most important is to bring our minds into the present moment using this practice. So the meditation practice that the Buddha gave us is nothing about avoiding any of these things. It's not about, there's no esoteric teaching in the Buddha's teaching. It's not about escaping our minds. It's not about escaping our bodies or going into different realms or anything like that. The Buddha's teaching are completely practical. It's a meditation practice to calm our minds and then to gain insight to it, shamatha vipassana, and that's what the Buddha taught. And that's what we do here. And what we use to calm our minds is awareness of the breath. So the instruction is that as thoughts arise, we place our awareness on the sensation of breathing, and that gives us that state of a quiet, tranquil mind. And so eventually, once our minds are quieted, insight will arise. And insight to what? Insight to what's going on with our minds. We quiet ourselves enough so we can actually observe the contents of our thinking to see what's going on in a dispassionate way. You know, we're not here to analyze something to such an extent that it becomes meaningless. And we're not here to put additional labels on it. In other words, if what comes up is normally upsetting to us, we just let it be. It's just a thought. And we stay with it for a moment and then put it aside and come back to the sensation of breathing. The Buddha also talks about in the teachings about conditioned mind, which I won't go into right now, but I talk about it a lot. By doing that, by calming our minds and then allowing insight to arise, we're breaking up conditioned thinking. And so we're breaking up that pattern of a reactive way of life. We're gaining a calm and peaceful mind. You know, last week I talked about equanimity. Equanimity simply means, the mind of equanimity, is a mind that is a non-reactive mind. It just stays present with what's going on, no matter what it is. It's great peace. And if we can stay present, if we can stay in this present moment, we're much more loving and compassionate people. We're living our lives fully in the present moment. None of us can live our lives if we're stuck in the past or we're concerned about the future. None of us can really live our lives fully if we're holding on to the things that we think we want and being concerned about keeping the things away that we don't want. And that's what the Buddha recognized as the cause of suffering. And the teachings do that. I said I wasn't going to talk about conditioned thinking, but I will just briefly. It's because of deciding, discriminating thoughts, that this is good, this is bad, I want this, I don't want that, that we've created conditioned thinking. And out of that conditioned thinking comes this repetitive pattern that we, most of us live our lives in. And the Buddha's teaching, this simple meditation practice, is designed to break up that conditioned thinking. So again, as we're putting aside thoughts as they arise, bringing our awareness back to the sensation of breathing, we're breaking up that conditioned thinking. We're not following one reactive thought with another reactive thought. So the technique, again, is as thoughts arise in our thinking, we gently put those thoughts aside, bring our awareness back to the sensation of breathing in our body. Most of us find it's most effective to notice the breath through the nose. Notice the in-breath through the nostrils. Notice the out-breath through the nostrils. We can pick it up very easily there. If you can't, then just notice the rise and fall of your chest or the rise and fall of your abdomen. But try that first. Try feeling the breath through your nose. And you'll notice, most people will notice, that the air is slightly cooler on the inhale and slightly warmer on the exhale. But however you experience the sensation of breathing, as thoughts arise, place your awareness on that sensation of breathing and bring your minds into the present moment. And that component, you know, it's not just being aware of the breath. We're going to think. The object of meditation is not to gain a trance state or a blank state of mind. In fact, the object of meditation is to be fully aware of our thinking in the present moment and not be distracted by it. So, as thoughts arise, we put those thoughts aside, bring our awareness to the sensation of breathing. Put those thoughts aside, bring our awareness to the sensation of breathing. Those two components are meditation, are the meditation method that the Buddha taught. You know, it's not just being focused on our breath. And as we do that, as our mind's quiet, we'll notice that repetitive patterns will come up. We'll be thinking of the same thing or feeling the same thing. And as our minds are quieted, as these thought patterns come up, just recognize them. Don't react to them. Put those aside. Come back to the awareness of breathing. When repetitive patterns come up again and again and again, you can label them. If it's a thought of a fearful thought or a resentful thought, you can label it as resentment, label it as fear. If it's a physical pain, label it as pain. Or you can simply label all these repetitive thoughts as impermanent, because that's the point. Everything that we're thinking of is impermanent. It will pass away. And come back to the sensation of breathing.
Thank you for listening. For more Dharma talks and articles, please visit crossrivermeditation.com. We rely on donations from our listeners to provide these talks. If you have found this talk helpful in developing your understanding of the Buddha Dharma, please consider a donation at crossrivermeditation.com. This talk is copyrighted and is made available under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Please visit our website for use and distribution information. Peace.